AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. He was Brazil's mighty king of the beautiful game.
What I like more in life is soccer.
Pelé has died in Brazil after fighting cancer. He was 82. Here's the AP's Karen Chamas.
The soccer legend had been undergoing treatment for colon cancer since 2021. His agent, Joe Fraga, confirmed his death. Pelé won 3 World Cups with Brazil and spent nearly 2 decades enchanting fans and dazzling opponents as the game's most prolific scorer, with Brazilian club Santos and the Brazilian national team. Widely regarded as one of soccer's greatest players, Pelé orchestrated a fast, fluid style that revolutionised the sport, a samba-like flair that personified his country's elegance on the field. I'm Karen Chamas.
Southwest Airlines says it expects to return to normal operations tomorrow. It's been a rough week after storms impacted airline operations. More than 2,300 Southwest flights have been canceled today. Buffalo, New York is slowly recovering from the massive storm there. At least 39 people have died. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz credited the workers responding to the storm.
We will know the number of people who perished, and every death is one death too many. But we will never, ever be able to count the number of people who were saved because of the efforts that were done here, the efforts that were done in the field.
The first legal dispensary for recreational marijuana in New York run up its first sales, opening up what is expected to be one of the country's most lucrative markets for cannabis. The Lower Manhattan store is the first of 36 recently licensed dispensaries in New York to open. The House committee investigating the Capitol riot has dropped its subpoena against former President Donald Trump as it wraps up its work and prepares to dissolve next week. This is AP News. More Americans applied for unemployment.
Another 9,000 people applied for unemployment benefits last week, bringing the total to 225,000. The four-week average, which evens out some of the weekly swings, finds the number just about flat from the prior period at 221,000. Unemployment applications are viewed as a proxy for layoffs. These latest numbers from the Labor Department show the job market remains strong, despite the Federal Reserve's efforts to cool the economy and hiring. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A massive fire at a hotel casino in Cambodia killed at least 19 people, a number that officials warn could rise after the search for bodies resumes. Videos posted on social media showed people falling from a roof after they were trapped by the fire at the Grand Diamond City Casino and Hotel. Many of those inside, both customers and staff, were from neighboring Thailand. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.